here to approve the agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Take a moment to look through the minutes. Do we have any additions, corrections, additions that you'd like to speak to?
The only thing I would recommend is have the P&amp;Z attorney look at page 2 in the minutes. I'm not sure if you have that. Because it's a statement of fact. I was kind of citing this and explaining why we're interested to the chief. And I have a bullet point. State law says if property has complaints of 3 verified violations in 12 months or the top 10% crime or disorderly problems. Is that in fact what the state statute says?
I can tell you in just a second.
Okay, before we go back, bullet number 3. I thought what the chief was going to do was to not consider collect the data, but he had said he understood what we wanted to do. So he would have his officers begin collect the data, provide us report in September, on which we can react to putting in an ordinance if we do have any properties that are in the 10% or 3 or more violations. Did that what the rest of the members remember?
I agree, Ken. I guess I could read that bullet to say he wants to review it in September to consider the data that was collected.
Okay.
So that's to consider whether it's collected.
It doesn't differentiate when the data is being collected.
If we can go back to that first bullet we were looking at, I'll read the statute and perhaps you could read the bullet to make sure they say the same thing. City cannot adopt or enforce any ordinance requiring a permit except for those properties that have more than 3 verified violations in a 12-month period or upon the property being identified within the top 10% of properties with crime or disorder problems as set forth in a local ordinance.
Can we just add as set forth in the local ordinance to that bullet point? I think that would take care of it.
Yeah, but we also have to clarify the fact that state law says no permit unless.
We don't have an ordinance yet, do we?
Yeah, but what we should say, we just simply add more than pest complaints, have more complaints more than 3. That would comply
with state law. More than 3, we just have 3.
Right, so we just have to add the word more than.
But we also have to add something because it doesn't reach its conclusion. The state law says if, well, there's no then.
How about can be required to obtain a permit?
State law says no permits can be required unless.
Let's go ahead and have that correct. So under that bullet point, the state law says that no permit can be required unless a property has complaints of, is it 3 or more?
How about in excess of 3?
More than three
verified
violations, or is it the top 10% crime or disorderly problems as
set forth in a local ordinance?
As set forth in a local ordinance. I think it's important that the minutes kind of accurately reflect that. We could be squishy in a lot of things, but I think when it comes to this.
Yeah, that's such a hot button issue, that's correct.
I'll second.
With a change.
Okay.
Or as amended, is there a change?
Did you get the change, Jerry?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's on tape.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the minutes are accepted per the change discussed by Mr. Gallagher.
Let's see, we got the public, so John, it's you.
No public comments. Nobody signed up. Old business, container homes, update from the council. I presented the two ordinance changes that we had recommended, the one that our committee actually recommended to prohibit container homes in Clear Beach, and then the one that the
council ask us to add in, which was to put container homes in the trailer district. Mr. Eldridge was there with me, spoke eloquently on the subject, and when all was said and done, they agreed that both of those particular changes would be vetted by a public hearing on their next meeting on the 17th of May. I asked permission to kind of be the lead speaker, just to give the people that come kind of a little bit of a background on the issue. I could see a lot of people coming and either being for it or being against it and not really knowing much about it.
Mr. Chairman, town clerk has also asked me to be there so we can do a tag team like we did last night. And I thought the council, I read it, there was no feedback, buzz back, blow back, or anything negative from council, so I think the commission did a good job on what they presented.
I agree. So, that's an update unless anybody has a question. For the attorney or myself. No new business per the agenda there.
This is going to be one of those.
Yeah, it's good. I was going to have to leave at 7:30. I'm going to have to excuse myself.
Wait here till the rest of the
really? Okay, we voted to cancel the July meeting. And so, unless somebody would like to have it rescheduled, I think being canceled in July is fine. We'll meet in August.
Okay. Concur.
And we're still on for June, correct? We still
yes.
We may get some feedback.
Might get it. Okay. Item B, member items, the alternate member application. I don't know if all of y'all had a chance to look at Mr. John Cawthorn's application. Actually, he was asked to present himself at the council meeting. He gave, along with his application that he turned in, which you may have seen, he also brought a resume with him to the council meeting. They asked him a couple of questions and accepted him as our alternate member. He apologized to me for not being able to attend tonight. If one of his daughters graduates from JMU on Saturday morning, and all the family has left today to go up to Harrisonburg in Northern Virginia area.
So he has been appointed as the alternate member.
Yes. Okay. Anybody like to?
Oh, I'd like to do this. Can I move for adjournment?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. 8 minutes.